welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. Mom Said is a podcast. What was that noise? Oh, that I gave away your name.
I was acting.
Yeah, I get it. Her name is Allie Gibbs, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
It's not about that.
It's often about that. In fact, it's almost always about that. Today, it is quite about that. Today's episode, we're sort of in the holiday spirit a little bit. We talk about
the little drummer boy.
We talk about church.
We talk about
finger monkey.
We talk about being on the airplane. You guys get it. We talk about a bunch of stuff that has nothing to do with the thing that preceded it or the thing that follows.
That's true.
And we love you so much.
And we're so grateful you listen.
And happy holidays. And hit it, Grant.
Mom said.
Hey. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening and good night. It's our 53rd episode, which means we're on year two of Mom Said. Year two.
I never thought that we'd make it to second year. I never thought that we'd make it to a second episode because being in the same room with you guys is sometimes hard.
No, I totally get it.
I never thought
that we'd make it to a second year. I never thought that we'd make it to a second episode because shirts?
What?
Did you guys switch shirts while I was on my phone?
What do you mean?
Did you trade the shirts you were wearing?
In what way?
Grant was wearing that and Gabe was wearing that.
I think I would remember if we had switched shirts.
Okay.
What do you mean? You want to be done singing that song? Because you felt like maybe we had switched.
I never thought that we'd make it second year. I never thought that we'd make it to a second episode because you guys are so
By now you know this.
By now you know this.
Hey,
by
here's now, my question.
Can I say what I was saying?
Go.
By now you've listened to our 52nd episode in which our Coolidge sibling was on the podcast.
Yeah.
And in juxtaposition to us, she made us look even more loserish. And I'm not counting you in this, Grant.
In juxtaposition to the people on the couch.
To the folks on the couch.
To the folks on the couch. Hey, do you think, my question is the listener, oh, by the way, a comment on the YouTube channel that we have, which is our show.
My eyes twitching.
Uh-huh. They suggested some good guests that are people we know. I was like, great idea. We'll talk about this offline. Do you think we are definitely annoying? Is it the right kind of annoying to the listener? Or do you think people listen to us in sort of like a mockery kind of way?
I don't think we want to explore this. And I don't even think we want to wonder it.
Like, are we sort of the musical theater Jeremy Fragrance?
Are you asking if people hate listen to the podcast?
Yes. Yes.
No. I think the answer to that is no. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because we would have more listeners then.
If they were hate listening. Here's what actually, we do have quite a bit of listeners and I'm more.
Jeremy Fragments.
Take your time.
Jeremy Fragrance is really popular, so popular, in fact, that he's found himself a Christian wife, ultimately.
Yes, Jeremy Fragrance married to a Christian woman.
And I have yet to find myself.
Get married?
He got married to a Christian woman.
He said he was going to, but he hasn't featured this Christian woman, and I'm curious if she exists.
Also, it was just, you're right, it was just a video of him standing in an empty chapel saying,
by himself.
I am marrying a Christian woman.
Yeah.
Which,
and like, all the comments were like, glad the applications work for you, King.
And also, hey, congratulations. Respect. You want to marry a Christian woman? Fantastic.
If I wanted to marry a Christian woman, I'd probably go about it the same way.
Reach out online, say that she has to be a certain age. How is he checking her level of Christianity? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what are her fruits of the spirit, if you will? Do you know? Like, how does Jeremy Fragrance check that this woman is Christian enough for Jeremy
Fragrance?
That this
barely of age woman is right. Christian enough for himself?
Yeah.
What
do you think his parameters are for her level of XTianity?
I think all she has to do is be young and hot.
And pray in front of him so that he hears it?
And say she prays. I'll say this. Men are very easy to trick.
Yeah. Hey, here's the thing. We are. Because we're looking for a certain thing and you just show that thing and then it's like...
And the thing they're looking for is not even real most of the time.
Yeah.
It's smoke and mirrors.
Smoke and mirrors.
It's you're born naked and the rest is drag. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, wow. Very swift move. Hey, the thing that has been really fun, this happened a couple of weeks ago now by the time the episode comes out, but something I did not expect was we were in a lot of Idoit's Spotify Wrapped. That was so cool.
Guys.
A bunch of people were messaging us and like posting in their stories.
You know what was like really sort of trippy about it is everybody, their top podcasts are ranked. And so I was seeing our podcast ranked amongst like Good Hangs and Armchair Expert and stuff like that. And if you look at the graphic in a vacuum, it looks like we rank as high as those podcasts.
No, totally.
And I was like, what are we doing next to Amy Poehler? And it's totally. Like just for that individual, which matters.
No, but I just was like, want to say thank you to the Idoits for sharing this with your friends and listening to it. And like, we're going to keep building this thing and we're really having a lot of fun. And it was like sort of an unexpected, like, cause we make this every week and we're having fun and whatever, but we forget sometimes that people are listening.
Hold on. Grant, are you having fun?
Grant, are you having fun?
In this exact moment right now? No. generally, yes.
Okay.
What would make this moment better?
You want us to write a song about your favorite things?
No, that would make this moment better.
Is
us not writing
us
a song
not
about
writing a
song
things.
About
your favorite things?
Yeah, I think a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich would make this moment better.
I can make that happen.
You can't. It's
you
Sunday.
Can't actually. And I think
did you feel how quick I was ready with it's Sunday Chick-fil-A is not open
because you've already thought about Chick-fil-A today,
bro. I think about it all the time.
I drove past a closed one and I was
and
like,
hey,
wow.
Don't worry, I got approval from the gays to go to Chick-fil-A.
Is there something else that I could provide? We got you.
No, he's I got was you specific coffee. About his one thing.
Playita tacos.
Okay, Playita rips. Bro, you could go to Playita and go to that pop-up. And that would be an amazing day.
And then you would be gorgeous.
You're gorgeous as is. Hey, anyway, thank you so much. Y'all sharing the Spotify Wrapped thing, that was really cool. And it was like fun. That was fun. Thank you for listening again. I know we say it all the time, but genuinely, like, it's just the three of us and some special guests in a room in Los Angeles. And so it doesn't feel like, you know, when you perform live, you're like, oh, we saw the people and we felt the energy. Like, it's cool. Thank you so much again for watching the clips and listening to the thing. It's
can I say something?
That's the whole show.
I was at a party last night with Gabe as well. And someone at the party said, let's do three cheers for the hosts. And then he said, hip, hip. And everybody said, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray.
Sure. As is
customary.
Yeah.
I haven't been a part of a hip, hip, hooray.
Bro. Hip, hip, hooray is crazy.
In many moons. It has been many moons since I've yelled hooray after someone said hip, hip.
Bro, I still have my hip, hip, hooray virginity, and I would love to lose it.
Yeah.
Okay. So three cheers for the listeners. Three cheers for the listeners of Mom's Ed Pod. Hip, hip. Hip,
hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Oh, my gosh. This is kind of along the same. There's something about hip hip hooray that reminds me of, I decided this year.
Hip hip hooray is kind of rhythmic.
It is rhythmic. I decided this year I can't do, and this is not me calling any specific artist out, I cannot do pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Wait, I love pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
As like a sexy song. People keep trying to make...
I have my boy for you, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. I'll eat... I'll eat strawberries slowly for you, pa-rum pum pum pum. I'll draw a bath for you, pa-rum pum pum pum. I'll do a dance for you, pa-rum pum pum.
Yeah, I can't do it. Pa-rum pum pum pum. Pa-rum pum pum pum. We're gonna make pa-rum pum 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 sexy.
Hip hip hooray.
Hip hip hooray.
Pa-rum pum pum pum.
Wait, we should do
I'm having fun.
We should do let's give three cheers for the host. Pa-rum pum pum.
Pum!
Pa-rum pum pum.
Pum!
Pa-rum pum pum. Doesn't it suck, dude? Pa-rum pum pum pum. Also,
well, you know what sucks about that is the majority of the people are saying pum, but the fun part is saying pa-rum pum pum. And right. So it would be better if you said three cheers for the host, pa, and then everybody got to go rum bum bum bum.
Okay, I'm into that actually. Three cheers for the host, pa.
Rum bum bum bum.
Pa.
Rum bum bum bum.
Also, that's not how a drum sounds.
Yes,
pa rum bum bum bum.
Well, a dog doesn't say woof woof, does it?
No. Well, yeah, kinda they do.
A chicken doesn't say bawk bawk bawk. Actually, it does.
And see what I'm saying? Hold That's on. Closer.
A horse doesn't say nay.
Interesting.
It does.
Wait. A cow doesn't... Yes, it does.
A fish doesn't say glug, glug, though.
Okay. They definitely don't say glug, glug.
That's what I'm saying.
We found one. Seriously, though, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. That's what we arrived at for... Okay, hey. You're like telling the story about how you met... First of all, you met the Lord and Savior of the earth, and the story you're going to tell is that you played your drum, bro?
For him.
Yeah, but it's not about him. You're like, hey, if I'm going to tell you the story of, hey, I just went and met the Lord and Savior, baby Jesus Christ, the part I'm going to focus on is the way my drum sounded.
Imagine I say, last week I met Beyonce, and you know what I did? I played my drum for her, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
And here's, yes, I met Beyonce, but let me make the mouth noise of what I did when I met Beyonce. It's insane. I played my drum for him, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. What was he doing? He's the Christ.
You mean the Lord?
He's the Messiah.
I think he was listening to the pum 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 pum.
And you're going
to
do a bad imitation of a snare?
Oh, well, get this. Imagine you created the whole wide universe from your own thoughts and powers.
Uh-huh.
And then someone says, I got one for you. Pum 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 pum.
Hey, welcome to this earth that you made and you know all about. Welcome to it.
Let me hit you with this.
Pum 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 pum. And what do you think about that?
What do you think about that? Do you remember the song that we used to sing in the car? That was like, when I was walking down the street one dark and dreary day, I came upon a billboard and much to my dismay.
No, we did boom, diddy, boom, boom the other day.
And someone messaged us saying that was...
An actual song.
Well, it was in poor taste.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In what way?
I forget, but the way they described it, I was like, oh yeah, we won't sing that again. I'll look it up again.
We won't sing it publicly.
But now we're doing like a second offense because I can't remember what the reason was, but it was like some appropriation of someone's song. Anyway.
Boom, boom diddy boom boom.
Can we sing the other one? Yeah. Can we sing the other one?
Damn.
When I was walking down the street one dark and dreary day, I came upon a billboard, and much to my dismay, the sign was torn and tattered for the rain the night before. The wind and rain had done its job, and this is what I saw. Smoke, Coca-Cola, cigarettes, drink Wrigley spearmint beer. Candle ration dog food makes your white complexion clear. Doctors say that babies should smoke till they are three, and people over 65 should bathe in Lipton tea. Take your next vacation in a brand new frigid air. Learn to play the piano in your grandma's underwear. Simonize your baby with a Hershey's candy bar. And Texaco's the beauty cream that's made by all the stars.
Now, Grant, do you know that song?
I've heard it before, but I couldn't do it like you guys.
Interesting. I think we were raised by different parents than Grant was raised by.
I know we were raised by different parents.
Because that was like what we did in the car.
Bro, and then they came along and got a whole new set of parents.
Cooler ones.
Straight up.
Because we were up to some real nerdy shit.
I just FaceTimed our mother the other day and she was in a leather jacket.
Yeah.
I said, huh?
She wore, when we were in Detroit together.
That's Grant and Annie's mom.
No, straight up. We were in Detroit together and she wore my oversized leather jacket and she looked so swaggy with it.
That's Grant and Annie's mom.
No, I know.
Not that my mom's not swaggy, but my mom was.
No, your mom wasn't swaggy.
My mom was kindergarten Sunday school.
Yeah.
Grant and Annie's mom, not that.
Leather jacket on the back of a motorcycle.
Right. Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom, mom.
Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, ass mom.
But yeah, she was a pa-rum-pa-pum-pum ass mom.
And we were, sugar baby.
No, literally.
We used to sing in rounds to, what was the one Christian song you'd sing in a round?
All of them?
No. There was one that was like, there was three parts to it.
Yeah,
I liked it. Oh, we've got Christian lives to live. We've got Jesus Christ to give. We've got
bro.
I liked the melody of that one, though.
No, I understand that we like the melody of it.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and
all your soul. We can't be doing this. We can't be doing this the whole episode. It's been too much singing. Anyway, pa-rum-pa-bum-pum sucks. Hey, if you're going to meet the Christ, do something different. When you come back and report the meeting of the Christ that you had, tell us a different story.
If Christ were to come back, you know who we should send? Benson Boone. Because he'd at least do a backflip.
Or you send, who's that? Who's the like poet girl that everyone's into?
Rupee?
Yeah, send Rupee.
We're not sending Rupee.
No, send Rupee and then she'll come back and she'll be like.
If Jesus Christ comes back, we're not sending Rupee.
Who are we sending?
Grant and, okay, Gabe and I were at the Grammys this year.
Who are we sending? They know. Who are we sending if Jesus comes back?
No. I'm answering your question.
Okay.
Gabe and I were at the Grammys this year, and I know y'all make fun of Benson Boone for doing his backflips, but when he did the backflip, the room went ape shit. It's electric.
I know. We've told the Adoids.
But actually, now that we're on the topic of the Grammys, if Jesus were to come back, I think we should send Dochi.
Who would you send, Grant? Who do you think would digest the meeting and come back with a better song than Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum?
Well, who would do better than Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum?
Yeah.
Well, are we courting Jesus? What's the purpose of?
We're playing a song for him.
Well, we're playing a song for him, but mostly the little drummer boy song is a man telling the story of meeting Jesus and what he did. Who would you rather have you tell you the story of meeting Jesus?
I just realized.
Haley Williams.
I just realized. It doesn't matter what the purpose of the meeting is. We're sending Danny DeVito.
Bro, Danny DeVito comes back. Danny DeVito comes back.
Come on, do a Danny DeVito, Gabe.
A sub above. That's pretty good.
Do Danny DeVito saying...
A sub above.
Wait, do Danny DeVito saying pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Do you know what I mean? He's like, I went and met Jesus and pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. I had a good time... Jersey Mike's, a sub above. That's how he does it. A sub above. I went and met the Christ, the Messiah. A sub above. He was great. He would be great at it.
He was a sub above. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know who we're not sending? Eli Manning.
Oh, we're not sending Eli Manning. No.
Why? Is he boring?
He's boring.
I saw a commercial with some of the people in that family, and it was really boring.
Yeah. Hey, Peyton does a good job. Does a good job acting.
I think what I saw was boring.
No, he does a good job. But apparently, and I'll say it here on this podcast because I don't care. Apparently, he's so mean. Apparently, he's so rude. I've heard from multiple sources that he's so mean and rude.
I can feel that through the screen.
Yeah, this is my hot take. That's not that hot.
It's very brave of you, Gabe, to say on our musical comedy podcast that Peyton Manning is apparently so mean.
Yeah, apparently. Anyway.
That was really brave.
Hey, it's December 17th when this episode comes out. Are we feeling seasonal? Everyone feeling good? Everyone feeling like they've purchased their gifts for their Secret Santas
or their lovers or whoever? First of all, I haven't gotten any gifts for any lovers. That's because it's unclear who those people are to me.
Meaning you have lovers or you're not sure if they're gift worthy or...
I have like
some people on the Rasta.
I hate the concept of a roster because it's so non-committal. But the reason that the roster is necessary is because none of these people are committing. Mm.
Forcing me to have a bench full of dudes because no one can step up to the bat.
It's like a pie chart. If no one is taking up a certain percentage, then we need someone else to take up that percentage, because the pie chart stays the same size 100%.
Forcing me to have a bench full of dudes because no one steps up to the bat.
Swing, miss.
They can't figure it out, and so I'm like the coach of a little league team, and it's wasting my time because you don't get paid that well to be the coach of a little league team. We're mixing metaphors with pie charts in Little League, but you get why I have to have
a rasta.
A rasta.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't
it.
Actually have a roster. That's not even actually what I was going to say. What I was going to say is, as a grown adult who doesn't want there to be more junk floating around planet Earth, who do I get gifts for, and what? And
oh, dude, so it's like a fast, like, it's like a fast fashion sort of like environmental, like, ethics thing, more than a Rasta
show,
thing.
I want to show that I love a lot of people in my life, but I have a limited amount of funds, and I'm not buying dumb bullshit for the people in my life because that's junk.
Respect.
So it's food is the gifts. It must be food.
Grant,
when you started playing that melody initially, I thought it was Mary, Did You Know. And could we do a Mary Did You Know about her fuckboy son?
Her fuckboy son, Jesus?
Well, and she had other sons.
No, oh, yeah.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy was ghosting these women?
Mary, did you know that your second son is out here on these apps? Mary, did you know that your second son has his keys hanging from his belt loops? Did you know that your second son is not doing the things that your first one did? Mary, did you know that your second son is on a couple rastas?
Mary, did you know that your second son is coming over tonight, but he might not? Mary, did you know your second son hasn't responded to me in 48 hours. Did you know that your second son let me pay for his dinner? Did you know that your second son is always ghosting women?
Mary, did you know that your second son is a real big fuck boy?
Mary, did you know that your second son drives a car from 2004
in a way that's like, hey, this is a classic car, but it's only technically a classic car since it's more than 20 years old? But it's him doing a performative thing as if he knows how to repair a car, but he doesn't know how to repair a car or show up on time to a date. Mary, did you know that? Mary, did you know?
Mary, come get your boy. Not the Jesus one, the other one.
Hey, yeah, and let's be clear, this is the second
son. This is such a religious episode. Should we talk about God more?
Sure. I have been feeling lately like I want to take... this we don't need to get into, but Lauren and I have been talking about what do we take Carmen to church?
It's such a good question. I think about it all the time because
this is on the verge of becoming the next 10 minutes being like an actual conversation.
Okay, I'll say this much. I don't have the answer to that question for myself.
No, me either.
And I don't have a baby, so I think I'll just do whatever you guys do.
And I think it's safe for the adoids, but I think like I do like the problem is there's a lot of bathwater to throw out, but you don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater, right? So there are things that come from being in a community where people are talking about a thing that's bigger than yourself and having a sense of community and having a sense of there's something looking out for you.
That could exist outside of like the Christian church too.
Totally agree.
Like it doesn't have to be
totally agree.
Bible.
But the operating system that I have, regardless of what my relationship to it now is still that operating system, yeah, no matter what I do in my adult life. This is the biggest question I have right now is how do I hand my kid an outlook on life?
Right.
That is, it's the parenting question every year is, can I give the kid the thing that I liked of what I have with none of the stuff that I hated of what I have?
Well, you want her to have
no.
You want her to have mindfulness and community and thoughtfulness and a general worldview outside of organized religion. I don't know if it's possible.
And I'm even cool with like, now we're getting really personal. I'm even cool with like the concept of even like the Christian faith. Totally. That's fine. That's fine by me. I think what's tricky is American Christianity has gotten so funky.
I know the solution. Let's say it on the count of three.
Ready? Center to the UK.
1, 2, 3.
The
move
Church
to
of
Adoits.
The Church of Adoits?
I said move to Paris, but you think we should start our own church?
Talk to me about the Church of Adoits, Grant.
The Church of Adoits.
Could you do a blessing from the Church of Adoits?
Forever and ever. And may we bless our silly songs. And may we bless our... What was that face, Gabe? And may we bless our...
Me trying to remember what chord to play.
Oh. And may we bless our silly times and our silly kids and our silly babies.
Silly babies.
Forever and ever.
This is beautiful. You know, I think instead of communion at the Church of Adoits, we have tiny cups of Diet Coke.
Oh, bro. And instead of crackers, it's gummy clusties.
Gummy clusties or French fries with Grinch powder.
Oh, you know what? Bro.
Whoever the pastor is at the Church of Adoits, he walks around and throws it in the gummy cluster into your mouth like this.
yeah, just Kobe.
Grant, I think you're the pastor at the church.
You might be the pastor. I would like Grant as the pastor because he wouldn't do too much like...
And he wouldn't make us meet every week.
That's what I'm saying. He wouldn't make us meet every week, and he's also not going to push
It would be bi-monthly.
His vibe on us.
Church of Adoits is just a weekly email.
Just a weekly email from Grant of like, hey, be good, do well. Here's a discount link to some gummy clusters.
Live your life.
Live your life. Anyway, should we do a haiku about the birth of Christ?
Sure, I'll do one.
Yeah, go for it. And then I'll do one too. Why not?
Teeny tiny baby.
Bro, that was six. Bro, that was six. Bro, that was
stuck.
Six.
I got
restart.
Stuck.
Restart. It's 5-7-5. We do this every week.
Right. Welcome to the church. The church where we have Diet Coke and Grinch powder.
Welcome to the church. The church where we have Diet Coke and Grinch powder. If I meet Jesus, I will not tell you about how good my drums were.
I've got another one. Pa rum pum 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 rum pum 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 rum pum 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 rum pum pum.
Bro. What happened to your hands? What is this episode?
I'm gonna be honest.
What happened to your hands?
I'm gonna be honest.
What is going
Watching
on?
Watching you count on one hand, I was like, he is really good at that. I can't get my fingers.
What do you mean he's really good at counting to five? Bro?
In the last episode, Grant and Annie made fun of the way I was counting. And they kept saying it's because I gave up. But the truth is, I can't get my fingers to isolate that clearly.
What do you mean?
It's my hand feels tired right now. Am I having a stroke?
What is going on?
Okay, let me try again.
Oh my God.
Rum, pum, pum, pum.
Bro, what is happening?
Rum, pum, pum.
What just happened to your hand, dude? What just happened to your hand?
I'm finding it really hard.
Your pointer finger tweaked out for a second.
No, I don't, like, your fingers isolate so well. I don't think mine do that.
I think they can. Al's having trouble count to five. Grant, how's your counting to five going?
Oh, I'll say this much. That was my non-dominant hand.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
It's harder. I'm like a baby.
It's literally like Carmen. It's literally like my daughter trying to grab something that's too hard for her to grab.
I don't know how to describe the sensation, but it's like hard for my hand to move, I think.
Carmen has been doing this wonderful thing where we're handing her like something that she can eat and she knows she can eat it and she wants to try to eat it, but she grabs it and gets it into the center of her hand, right? Oh. And then she takes her two fingers. The thing is still in the center of her hand. She hasn't figured it out yet. She takes her two fingers and sticks just her two fingers in there and then can't find it and then opens and it falls.
Oh, it's poor devastating. Thing.
And that's Allie trying to count to
that's
five.
That's me trying to do a speed haiku. I babysat Carmen the other night and she cried the whole time, which would have been totally fine except for that also my dog barked the whole time. And I was ready to kill my husband that doesn't exist. I was like,
bro,
if I had a husband.
No, here's the thing.
And I experienced this for any more than 20 minutes. His ass is grass, dude.
And you just felt exactly the thing of why it's so hard to be. It's so hard in a relationship with a baby.
I'm like, I need a man to be mad at right now.
No, totally, dude. You literally feel your own bones rattle. And like Lauren will be asleep and I'm taking care of the baby in the middle of the night, whatever. And I'm mad at her for no reason.
Right.
And then if it's vice versa, she's mad at me for no reason. Neither of us are doing anything wrong. It's just so hard to be with a screaming baby that like you start to hate the guts of everyone else.
And what's absolutely infuriating is that Gabe and Lauren come to pick her up after their anniversary dinner. And she immediately stops crying when they walk in the door. And then she's smiling and giggling and she's having fun. And I'm like, girl, what is this?
Yeah.
Why did you cry for the last 2.5 hours and now you're smiling?
Yeah. On that anniversary dinner, I'm going to make a TikTok about it and post about this. But on that anniversary dinner, I did the classic like absolute like boomer move. We're at Bakery. Mm-hmm. It's nighttime. It's outside. It's like, you know, beautiful lighting.
Me and the girls used to go to Bakery once a week. Georgia, who was here a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. We used to go there like once a week.
It's beautiful outdoor vibes.
Yeah, it's a stunning restaurant.
It's my anniversary date with my wife. We're having a wonderful time. I go to pull out my phone to take a cute photo of her. And I try to take a little photo and I'm like, oh, it's kind of dark, but I want a video anyway. So I have a video and I'll play you the audio of what happened. I try to do a video in this chic restaurant of my wife so that I can remember it. It goes full flash on. Oh, no. So bright throughout the whole thing.
Embarrassing.
I'm immediately embarrassed and I'll show you the video and I'll send the video to Grant, but listen to this audio of my reaction. Oh, hold on. Here we go. Let me do better. Let me set up a thing and then actually have the volume on. Hey, how do we feel about that? This is the noise I made out loud in the restaurant.
Oh my God.
It's just me.
It's a shot of your crotch too.
It's literally like bright light, bright light. Me,
oh my God.
Me panicking.
They did the thing where they bring you free champagne with the rose petal in it. I love when they do that.
I'm sending this to Grant.
They used to do it to us literally weekly.
So he can put it in the episode if he wants to.
Back in the joy.
Anyway,
back in the joy.
Me just like shining a bright light in a chic restaurant in LA. That's one of those restaurants where like nobody cool is there, but everyone's looking around to see if someone cool is there. Do you know what I mean?
I'll tell you who cool is there.
Who cool is there?
Me, usually.
Well, yeah, you cool is there. But I'm saying like people are like looking around to be like, is Donald Glover here? He's not.
Oh, sometimes celebrities are there.
Donald Glover's at Bakery.
Not Donald Glover, but sometimes I'm.
Who'd you see at Bakery?
Some of the people I was with.
Well, yeah, you hang out with fancy people, but come on. people
not
are
that
there.
Exciting.
Not that exciting. People are there to see George Clooney, and he ain't there.
Right.
Anyway, you guys have been sending us in voice memos with problems that you're having and asking us to help solve your problems through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least, music. And this week, we have a problem that comes to us from Justine. Thank you for sending it in, Justine. Let me make sure my volume's up so that I don't. Every time,
Justine, I love you with my whole heart already.
Every time I play one of these voice memos, Grant is off camera signaling for me to turn the volume all the way up. And it's almost always already all the way up.
He's learning. Wait, your socks, are they meant to be pink? They're so cute.
No, we had a situation with the...
Oh my God, that's like such a classic laundry snafu. How cute.
Hello, Gib Sibs.
Hey.
My name is Justine. I am the oldest sibling in my family, and we call ourselves the Sib Sibs, which is not relevant to this question, but it's cute. So I have a coworker who lent me some puzzles several months ago because she found out I like puzzles. And, you know, I don't really like the puzzles she gave me. So I kind of just left them in the stack. I have a queue of about 12 puzzles that I haven't started yet. And I didn't really want to push those back by 6 months to have to do these puzzles. Unfortunately, because I'm also not a good liar, I now have to try to figure out how to absolve myself of any possible missing piece that would not be my fault because I haven't even opened these puzzle boxes. But she would think, if I told her that I did the puzzles, that I would be the reason. And without getting all of the puzzles out and counting all of the pieces to make sure that they're all there, I can't guarantee this.
Right.
So please help me, Gib Sibs. How do I tell a nice little lie about enjoying these puzzles without doing them and possibly missing pieces? Love you, bye.
First of all, love you too. Second of all, you absolutely have to lie because this was a bid for connection more than anything else.
Also, we didn't do this one already. Grant has heard this one out loud because it came in while we were setting up.
Never heard this one.
Grant was looking at me like, didn't we already do this one? And no, our friend Justine sent this in and I played it up. Normally I hide these from Grant and Allie so that we can have a fun reaction, but Grant has already heard this
Ultimately,
one.
Ultimately, your coworker getting this you puzzles tough. Is a bid for connection and it's a desire for friendship. And you should and may want to reciprocate that bid by being grateful for the puzzles, perhaps getting her something she likes, / using the puzzles she gave you. However, puzzles are horrendous to do. So doing one that you don't want to do, hell on earth. You have to come up with a lie.
Yeah, this one's tricky.
I think I know what to do. Was a pilot and he had a finger monkey that had a little pilot's hat.
What?
The finger monkey had an outfit and he went to work with him and helped him fly the plane. You gotta get a finger monkey to bring to work and help you with the puzzle.
I'm gonna join the song and continue with the song, except that I still am super unclear about what a finger monkey is. So I'm having trouble, yes,
sing Annie. Sing the chorus with me.
You have to get a finger monkey to bring to work
and help you with the puzzle. We'll take it one more time.
Yeah, okay, still unclear, but...
You gotta get a finger monkey to bring to work and he can help you with the puzzle.
I'm not sure what the solve is, but I'm listening.
Now the finger monkey is a stupid tiny monkey, so he'll be bad at making a puzzle and probably lose some pieces.
Okay, I'm still not with you, but I'm following.
But he has a tiny business suit on, so nobody's gonna be mad at him.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Now I'm with you. He's actual monkey that you work with. You bring him to your work. You
with
get
a little
real
business
monkey
suit on.
We're sort of pitching that you should become a Joe Exotic, sort of a
just
tiger
one finger
king,
monkey. Just one
just
finger
one
monkey,
monkey
that you bring to work.
That you bring to work, and then you just go ahead and pass off these puzzles to the monkey, and then you're not actually even lying. You're just letting the monkey take over the puzzles, and then whatever happens, happens. And then this monkey does the puzzles, and if he loses some pieces, hey, no worries, because he's just a cute little finger monkey.
In a little suit, you gotta get a finger monkey to bring to work, and he can help you do the puzzles. You gotta get a finger monkey to bring to work, and he can help you with the puzzles, absolving you of responsibility.
And hey, if that doesn't work, no worries. You can just give them back the puzzles and say, man, this was awesome. And make sure that you just look up those puzzles online and then tell ChatGPT to make an image of you standing next to the puzzle completed. And then it'll look like you completed the puzzles and none of the pieces were missing. And then you can just hand them this AI photo of you being like, hey, OMG, look at how much fun this puzzle was. And then you don't actually have to do this puzzle. And you can just keep doing the puzzles that are in your queue that you were excited about instead of waiting 6 months and no one's hurt by that. Or you can
get a finger monkey to bring to work, and he can help you with the puzzle. Get a bow tie, no one will be mad. The tiny finger monkey's wearing a tiny bow tie at your office with the puzzle.
It landed for me eventually. It just took
honest
a second
to
for
God,
me to understand.
It popped into my head immediately because I was at in Ojai when I was there for the turtle thing.
Is a finger monkey a real
tiny monkey that fits? It holds. If he holds onto your finger,
no,
he fits
I,
on your finger.
Here's what I think it clicked for me about three quarters of the way through the song. It's a real monkey.
It's a real live monkey.
But
I'm looking
teeny?
Him up.
That
he's
song.
Small.
That song was one of the moments I have a couple times a month on this podcast where I float away from my body and realize what the fuck am I doing?
I also was with you because we started to bring up the concept of this animal, a finger monkey. They're cute, but
I was talking to a girl at a bar who was like, my grandfather was a commercial pilot and he had a finger monkey that had a little pilot's outfit that would come on the plane with him and help him fly the plane.
We're so thankful you guys could join us here on Delta Flight 286 to Tijuana. I am your pilot, Jeff. And we're so glad you chose Delta Airlines because we know that you have many choices in the way that you fly. It looks like it's going to be a smooth ride most of the way there. If you've noticed any additional sounds here coming from the cockpit, that's absolutely no worries. It's my finger monkey. Anyway, go ahead, put those tray tables up in their lock positions. Please, if you have any questions, direct your questions to the staff.
Thank you, Dad.
Wonderful.
For my tiny pilot's hat.
Flight attendants will be taking care of you today, and we'll have you there in about 3.5 hours. And no worries, it's just my finger monkey.
That's crazy that that man did that.
You know what? She told me about it, and
where's
I said,
"Where's the FAA and all of this?"
She told me. I mean, her grandfather's presumably was like old, or like it was a long time ago. But she told me about it, and I said, "Can I have a picture of that?" She said, "I don't have any pictures." I said, "Can you find a picture of the finger monkey wearing a little pilot's outfit?"
You don't. You're okay. Here's,
no,
okay.
I know.
I'm mad at her.
I know.
Because
I
you're
know.
Gonna come. You're gonna be at a bar telling this story, and you have no proof.
I
you
know.
Have no way to prove that.
I know.
And not only that, you're saying it's not just he had a monkey. You're describing an outfit that the monkey wore.
Apparently,
and you don't
her
have
grandma.
Proof?
Apparently, her grandma made the outfits for the monkey.
That's adorable.
Little outfits for the monkey. And I'm like,
hey, that's
and
adorable.
There's no
prove
photo.
It.
First of all, I want proof. Second of all, I want to see a picture of that for myself. I want that for me.
Right. Proof and also cozies in my spirit because
I
sure
would
it's cute.
Love to see this tiny monkey in a tiny Halloween costume.
Bro.
I'll say that do, much.
Can we do pilot thing again? But Gabe Gibbs is the pilot and he's not your captain. He's your host and MC.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does he have a finger monkey?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Delta Airlines Flight 865. I'm your host and MC, Gubriel Goobs. So thankful you could join us here. We're ready to get you flying in the sky. Gonna take about 3 hours. Make sure you keep that seatbelt buckled when we leave the seatbelt sign on.
Hey,
and
I'm
if
sorry,
you
am I allowed to de-board?
Gotta do a tinkle. Go ahead and do a tinkle. Unless we've got that seatbelt sign on, then stay in your seats.
Yeah,
unless you want to do a tinkle during turbulence. Go ahead and stay in your seat.
The pilot said tinkle.
And we're so thankful that you joined us here on Delta Airlines. And I don't have a finger monkey because what a crazy
Can I
thing
get
that is.
Off the plane.
Yeah, if I was your pilot, bro, if I'm the pilot, get off.
It's actually amazing to me that we let people be pilots like that.
Still. How much of it is computers, I wonder?
I just matched on a dating app with a man who's a pilot. And I'm like... These men are just men out in the world.
No, totally.
The person flying my plane.
Totally.
The person behind the wheel of my plane is just a man out in the world.
Is that how
famously
you think,
a thing I do not trust?
Is that how you think a plane works? Go ahead and do that motion again. Is that how you think? We're
well, when
a,
when the pilot's hot, when the pilot's hot, he backs he, up he, the plane by putting his arm.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah. When the pilot's hot, he drives the plane with one hand. So he can leave one on your knee. He's absolutely ripping it. Low riding with that Boeing 737 through LA.
So freaking.
So dumb. Oh my God.
Stupid.
Al, this was a fun week. I spent a lot of time with you outside of this podcast, which has been rare lately because we've been busy and I've just. It's
well,
been
also,
fun.
Gabe won't let me hang out with him outside of the podcast anymore because every time I want to tell him something or a story or whatever, he's like, save it for the podcast.
And that's not true. It's been really wonderful to watch. We hung out a bunch together.
You know
it's
what?
Fun
I'm
to watch
let
you in social
you do
settings.
This.
And it's just like really such a nice
thank you.
It's kind of fading me out here, but I will not be silenced because if I talk loud enough, other microphones will pick me up.
He said
and
something nice about amazing. Me.
Anyway, unrelated to all the compliments I gave you, I do believe it's time to rank the brothers.
Point before, but also he's so annoying, so there's no telling who will win. I'm going to brink my brothers. It's time to rank the brothers. Here we go, boy. The number one brother this week is none. Other number one brother is none other than Grant Gibbs. Why? Because I seen him in the world at Gabe's show and I got to see his girlfriend again, who I love. And I was about to say who I like, but that's crazy because that
but
sounds
you love
like,
her.
But I love her. Yeah. So I love. And he has a cute little outfit on.
Today, Grant does, or at the show, Grant did?
Both, but Grant's little pants are so cute today.
Was Grant swaggy at the show? I didn't see him. Was
yeah,
he looking
Grant
fly?
Grant dresses well.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Like,
he's swaggy when he's out. Yeah. And maybe in, but I don't see you in a lot. So he looks swaggy.
Are you swaggy when you're in?
No.
Yeah,
well,
I get
that's
it.
A dead air there.
That's all right. It's no worries. It's absolutely no worries.
Sometimes I, like... When I'm at work, for instance, I can really focus on what's going on and I'm pretty productive and I get a lot done and I don't like whatever. I don't mean to brag.
Bragging.
But on this podcast in particular, if there is 3 seconds of dead air, I literally, like a goldfish, forget I'm sitting here. Like, forget I'm reporting. Like, he didn't talk for a second.
And where do you go?
I'm thinking about whatever. But when you said no just now, I was like, oh, right, we're recording the podcast. Like, it was that quick that I, like, tuned out.
Yeah. Is it because it's 2 men on the podcast?
It's 2 men. Well, I'm like, that's kind of like dangerous. ADHD, no?
No, totally, bro. I mean, we're all having
But I don't
disease.
Think I have it because the people I know that have ADHD are like paralyzed with having to complete tasks. And I'm not like that.
Yeah, that's fair. You're just paralyzed with having to be with your brothers.
Maybe it's just the two of you.
Be present with your brothers for
Maybe
more than 30
seconds.
Maybe
it's just the two of you that my own brain.
Bro.
My own brain disassociates whenever something's not being spoken to me. I'm just like, ugh.
How crazy is it that people who are paralyzed by tasks, we just go, put them on meth.
No, literally, we do just give people lots
put
of drugs.
Put them on meth.
Hey,
I'm thinking a lot about...
Do we have any... Oh, go ahead.
I'm thinking a lot about Millie's ice cream that we had last week.
Yeah.
I want, like, I'm going to order more of that.
Oh, it's very good.
It's so good. Thank you again to Millie's for sending us something. Obviously, we're ecstatic.
Do you guys have any well wishes for people for this holiday season? Do you have any things that you're hoping for them before we get into Grant's journal? Any
yeah,
things you're wishing for people this holidays? Because we're a week out from Christmas right now.
For you, that whatever room you're in, you're happy to be in that room.
I liked what you did at the very beginning.
I wish for you that whatever you ask for, you don't get, but you get something even better than that.
I wish
for you
that you have someone's couch.
Bro,
I wish
for you
that you have too much food with too many people that you love this year.
I wish
for you
that if you're going through a hard time, that it's surprisingly peaceful on the days that you think are gonna be not that way.
I wish
for you
that you would tell all of your friends about this show. Even though this episode, we are kind of being crazy as hell in this episode, and
as
half
opposed
the time
to the other
was spent,
episodes.
Yeah, you're right. Half the time was spent talking about religion, and the other half was spent talking about Finger Monkey. But even still,
I wish
for you that this season is warm and bright.
And with that, it's time to check in on Grant's journal. Grant.
Sterling Silver.
The first thing I wrote down was parum pum pum pum.
Totally.
The second thing I wrote down.
Any
was,
thoughts on it or just read?
No. Just that needs it was to there on paper.
Yeah. I totally get that. How are you spelling it? Because I know how I would spell it, but I want to know how you would spell pa rum pum pum pum.
P A.
Uh huh.
R U M.
Uh huh.
P U M P U M P U M.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
P U M P U M.
R U M.
P U M P U M P U M.
That's a better song than the one that was written. Go ahead.
Second thing I wrote was, why are we okay with wet bug and not dry bug?
Oh, like shrimps.
I'm not cool with wet bugs.
Shrimps?
Shrimp, lobster, crab.
Shrimps, lobsters, crabs are just wet bugs.
No.
Spiders, dry bug.
We love...
And dry bug.
Crab is not a wet bug.
Yes, it
is. What
is
it then, bro? That's a spider.
You guys, the other day, I was walking down the Frogtown River bike path, and there was a... what can best be described as a tiny crab.
Crawfish?
On the path, going like this.
Click, 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 click. Wow.
How did he get up there?
Well, he's a
And there were multiples, and some of them were smooshed. But how did he get, did he come from the, but, how did he, but, what? How did he get up that? Did he come from the river? But
anyway,
do you think someone had a tub of crawfish that they spilled on the path?
No, I think they can grow in that environment.
Was it a crab or a crawfish?
I don't know.
It's
and I
next
was
to with a river.
Was he kind of long guy or like circular guy?
He was like this big, and I was next to a two women guy. That that I found out didn't speak English once I started talking to them, because I was like, I must share this experience with someone. So I turned to these two women next to me and I was like, I turned to these two women next to me and I was like, oh my gosh, look at that thing. And they both started laughing. And then I was like, have you ever seen one of these here? And they didn't respond. And then I think one of the women thought I was scared of it. So she walked up to it and like flicked it down the hill. And I was I was like, thank
She's
you.
She's like, I got you, girl. Anyway, okay, Grant, wet bugs, things, dry bugs. What else did you write?
Well, I just thought of this right now. I think this is because I'm a Midwester who moved to Los Angeles. You ever walk past, you're walking down the street, whatever. You walk past someone, you go, how's it going? And they just look at you and don't say anything.
Bro, this is so Midwest.
That's
like
80% of the time, they just look at you and don't say anything.
Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?
It's so weird.
Silence.
I smile at people. Hey, and then when I first moved here, I realized that me smiling at people made men in particular think I was flirting with them on the street.
Same. It's people don't know how to compute it outside of the Midwest.
Bro, also yesterday I was in my parking garage and we have tandem parking. So I had to like move my sister's car before I could move my car. And this guy walked down and it looked like he was about to get into his car. And I was like, can you get past my car? And he just looks at me. And I go, okay, we're good. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just like he didn't play ball.
I guess this is, it's the NPCs, right?
I love talking to strangers. And when I get a response like that, I'm like, we speak the same language, no?
Maybe yeah, not. No, totally. Well, that's also true. Maybe not.
Well, when it's not, but like those women that didn't speak English, they were interacting with me still. We were vibing. Me and the girls were vibing.
The last thing I wrote down was tinkle during turbulence.
Bro.
I've done it.
When we flew to New York recently with-
I've tinkled in turbulence.
With the baby, I had to change a big stinky poopy diaper and it started doing turbulence. And the second I took her diaper off and she was on the changing station, she started peeing and it started running towards her outfit and we only had one outfit. So I picked Carmen up and held her over the sink in the airplane bathroom while there was turbulence.
That's some real dad shit.
And she's just looking at me like as there's turbulence, she's just peeing into the sink.
Wouldn't it rock if nothing was your job?
Totally, bro.
Like, she's just like, whatever happens here.
She's like, I'm hungry. And we're like, yes, ma'am. She's like, I shitted. We're like, yes, ma'am. She's like, I'm sleeping.
It's awesome.
We're like, got you, bro.
Actually, that's not true. She does have the job of like understanding the planet around her.
Totally.
And that is a really difficult task. When you were talking about how like learning how to eat would be really frustrating. So I guess she does have big jobs.
Yeah, big jobs in cognitive growth and whatever. But anyway, the biggest job in the world is the job you guys have as the adults listening to this fucking show. We're so glad that you listen. We genuinely are. I know I say it every week, but we are really genuinely glad that you guys listen to this.
Next week
is
our New Year's Eve episode.
That's not true. Next week is our
Christmas Eve episode. And then we have our New Year's Eve episode. And we have nothing planned for it, but I'm sure we'll wear outfits.
Well, we do have something planned for. We have a guest coming.
Oh, that's right.
Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. We have a guest on the way. You're going to enjoy this guest. And we're so glad you listened. Thank you again. Please share this show with friends that you know would like this kind of craziness. Hope your holiday season is going well. My special is out. Please listen to it. We really would love to have, and by listen, I mean watch. Please watch it. The link is in my bio. Thank you for supporting all that we do. We're really grateful. And to our youngest listeners.
We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Goodbye. Why did you sing over me?